This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on milestone achievement in Indian defense export. The participants are Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, defense analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
It's a pleasure to have Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni with us in the studios to discuss on the topic milestone achievement in Indian defense exports. A warm welcome, Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni.
Thank you very much.
See, the Indian defense exports have touched a record ₹21,083 crore, which approximately equals to $2.63 billion in the financial year 2023-24. It is a growth of roughly about 32.5% over the last fiscal, when the figure was ₹15,920 crore. Now, this is a huge improvement over last year and is reflective of which all factors, which all things have attributed to the growth this large.
But the very fact that once we have decided that we are going to be self-reliant, Atmanirbhar, in matters of national security, I think that spurred everything, that rather than being called as the largest importer, it will be much better that we start manufacturing in India and start manufacturing state-of-the-art product, which enhances the confidence level of the Indian soldier. I think once we've taken to that and we've decided that we will not import and never import restrictions on a large scale of items, that spurred the growth. Then the private industry took it up in a very big way, because we had the ability, we have the technical know-how, we have the capital, and then the public sector, and they're taking the synergy of the DRDO with the private industry, the labs availability, what was there, the user interaction that made it possible. Then a whole lot of the world top-notch industries decided that they would rather set up factories in India, and therefore that technology absorption and the ability to be able to manufacture within India with the technical manpower available within the country and the ease of doing business, that is very, very important. When you start having ease of doing business and the ability and the academia, everyone chipping in, because the aim was quite clear that India will be self-reliant. And it just so happened it could be seen as a blessing in disguise, because if we started the Atmanirbhar process much earlier, we had nothing in sight. We didn't know that the Russia-Ukraine war is going to take place. We didn't know what's going to happen with Israel and Hamas. We didn't know the logistic chains are going to be into problem. But it was notwithstanding all this that we started off much earlier has now started paying dividends. And that has resulted in now not being called as the largest importer, but one among the 10 largest exporters, and that we are now touched $2.63 billion, a 32 times rise from what it was only last year, 15,000 to over 21,000. And if you see it much before, say 10 years before that, about 1,500 and maybe a decade in that, maximum 4,000 plus, 31 times more in the last 10 years. That's indicative of the kind of effort being put in, whether it was capital, FDI, 74% FDI. You don't have to ask anybody. If you want 100% FDI, you've got to take government clearance. Otherwise, all of it was available. There was no question of, you know, everybody was looking forward to. And all this synergy, working in conjunction with defense corridors coming up, and defense ideas coming up, innovations coming up, all of the interactions taking place, I think that is what led to now India becoming one of those exporters to some of those friendly foreign countries of ours in our neighborhood. I think that's a big, big game changer, and a very nice, I think we feel happy, proud that we are now amongst the exporters of defense equipment in the world.
And it also speaks volumes about the indigenous talent, and also gives a big boost to Made in India efforts of the government.
100%. There's without going, until and unless, all this requires that mindset to change. And once the mindset got changed, and then the government itself started putting import restrictions that you will not import the following items, it led to automatic manufacturing in India, because we have the technical know-how, we have the ability to absorb the best of technology, we have the capital, we have the encouragement being given by the government, we have the people from abroad wanting to come and set up factories over here, all that. And the best part is, When you manufacture things in India, the repairs become easy, the maintenance becomes easier, the upgradation of that equipment becomes easier, the overhauling of that equipment becomes easier. And it is not in small. We are manufacturing the best of ships, we are manufacturing an aircraft carrier, we are manufacturing the fighter jets, we are manufacturing helicopters, we are manufacturing tanks, we are manufacturing now small arms, we will be manufacturing bulletproof jackets, helmets, you name a thing, all of it being manufactured in India, and all of it world-class standard. And that is very important, not just manufacturing. Manufacturing is world-class standard, where 60% contribution is from the private industry, 40% comes from public sector units, and a tremendous amount of synergy, the labs being made available, the innovation being made available, the capital being made available, the land being made available, the ease of doing business is picking up. All that helps to sort of give a big boost to what we always been calling self-reliance, Atmanirbharta, now leading to exports, and all this to the friendly foreign countries who seem to have tremendous amount of faith in India that the equipment being exported is of world standard.
Okay, you mentioned private parties and public sector units, 60% contribution by the private sector and 40% contribution by the public sector. So the defense industry, including the private sector and defense public sector undertakings, have made tremendous efforts in achieving the highest ever defense exports. Now, how has this PPP been given a boost by the government?
The very fact that the defense corridors have come up. Now, those two defense corridors, one in Uttar Pradesh and the other in Chennai, is a result of encouraging people to be able to establish units. Now, all of it, now whether it is in the manufacturing of drones is concerned, whether artificial intelligence is concerned, whether it's robotic is concerned, whether it is cyber is concerned, or if space is concerned, all of it leads to the world seeing India as one of those countries which is technologically advanced. The fact that we could land on moon is a great indicator. It is the same month that we could have, you know, when Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma was asked, how does India look like? Sare jahan se acha. Same month, 1984, same day, is indicative that we have over the years gone to a level just unbelievable. And all this because of the government encouragement. If the government encourages, you find the innovation for defense excellence is there. Various exhibitions are taking place. Lots of aero exhibitions are taking place. Participants from world over come to India, see that the manufacturing. You find the complete entire exercise in Pokhran of indigenized goods is being shown and displayed and exhibited and being seen by the world. So much of interaction taking place. I think the kind of exercises we do with the various foreign countries, all of it helps in being able to showcase that India has arrived. And that change that we have reached gives a further boost to our manufacturing. And all this is possible only, as I said, synergy between private, synergy between private and public and academia and the user, all of it combined gives us the strength, the confidence of manufacturing world-class products in India and being able to export and reach a level of $2.6 $3 billion, I think, is the first milestone, and we must now continue to build over it. And as look forward, 32 times growth rate, it must continue, and we must continue maintaining this year on year so that we virtually curtail our imports and at least are self-sufficient and then able to export various friendly foreign countries the world over.
So, General Kulkarni, we have discussed a lot about ease of doing business, made in India, and also Atmanirbhar Bharat. We would like you to throw light on the end-to-end digital solutions provided to the Indian industries for promoting defense exports.
See, what happens is this particular thing like the end-to-end digital solutions being provided is an indicator that there is the least amount of interaction that is taking. There's no human interaction. There's an ease of doing business. And then there's end-to-end digital solution being provided right on. You find that the solutions are there. There is nothing that is stopping us from exporting. There's nothing that you feel is very cumbersome. It's a one solution, one window business activity which goes on, and digitization in which India's leaps and bounds far ahead of so many countries in the world has helped. And this end-to-end digital solution, you put up a thing, it's all time-bound. If it says 7 days, within 7 days it will be done. If it says within a month all of it has to be done, it will be done. And all digital. You don't have to really come and meet anybody. It's all end-to-end digital solutions to anything that is there. I think all that has enabled us to be able to give confidence to the one who wanted to buy equipment from India that, yes, it's the ease of doing business that has helped us to be able to interact with India. One of the reasons why we find that India is able to do business now more with countries, as I said, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, Seychelles, Nepal, we have Armenia, Maldives, Philippines, Ecuador, Vietnam, all these countries and many more. It's because they feel that it's easier to deal with India than to be able to deal with anybody else.
So to support to what you just mentioned, General Kulkarni, is the comparative data of 2 decades, which says that the period from 2004-05 to 2013-14 and 2014 to 2024, it reveals that there has been a growth of 21 times in the defense exports. And the reasons being, of course, as you mentioned very rightly, ease of doing business, digital end-to-end solutions being provided, and also the fact that the growth is a reflection of global acceptability of Indian defense products and technology.
Absolutely no denying, which you hit the nail on the head, primarily because when you see and hear that in space technology, look where India is, look where India has reached the moon, see the way they are working on cyber security, artificial intelligence, the world that we have established in software that we have a name with, and that technology-driven country where everybody, once upon a time when you and I would carry so much of cash in our pockets for buying things, today we carry nothing but a mobile in our hand and we are able to do shopping and much more than what we had earlier. Isn't it? And all this the world is seeing. So the absorption of technology and this the thing being not just for show, it's being practiced every day in India. That is what has helped India to grow towards that path of technology. Technology absorption and that technology which is so easy to use, that technology which is absolutely world standard, that technology which is reliable, and that technology which is easy to be absorbed by anybody in the third world or in the global south or in the advanced country.
So that technology which is made in India.
Absolutely. It's just made in India. And that is where everybody feels closer to India, and they feel that, yes, this is one country which can meet their solutions and be able to give them at a rate which they cannot imagine.
Apart from all this, very briefly, if you could let us know, what is the rise in the number of export authorizations which has been issued to the defense exporters during FY23-24? What is it?
What happens is that from 1400 to 1500, let's take that particular rise that we've got about. And what all are we exporting? That's also something which we have to be able to see anything and everybody. We can see from artificial intelligence-based systems to simulators, to navigation, to geospatial, to naval systems, the Air Force, to the Tejas, to the Prachand helicopters, missile technology. At the same time, when we exhibit Agni 5, all of this gives that confidence to the world that India is one country which is slowly and steadily working. And again, working, but not for expansionism, against expansionism. That is something very important, that all the technology being used for ensuring the territorial integrity of our country. We are not concerned with the other countries. But yes, if it can help our technology, can help others, by all means, we are willing to. And that is where the leadership of the Global South comes in. That is where the importance and the total reliance on India comes in, that yes, this is one country which we can trust. This is one country we can rely upon. This is one country which meets our requirements at a cost which we cannot imagine and with no strings attached. It is given because we feel good and they feel good dealing with India.
On that note, which is a reflection of global acceptability of Indian defense products and technology, I would like to thank you, Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on milestone achievement in Indian defense export. The participants were Lieutenant General Sanjay Kulkarni, defense analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.